Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you everybody. There's folks in the chat room and we got a line waiting up today. This is Kelly. I'm kind of filling in a little bit for Jethro. Hopefully he's going to be able to join us a little bit later on. It's Easter weekend and everybody had places to go and things to do and I happen to be home, so yeah, got me today. I do Destiny birth cards. And my email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And, of course, to call in on the show, it's 773-897-6461. And to get a hold of Jethro, he is at www.jethrosmith.net. And you can contact him there to either get a copy of Jethro and Kay Smith's new book that came out called Living in the Psychic Realm. And it's published by Balboa Press, and it's now available in Barnes & Noble's booksellers. Let's see. Normally we have yosammy@gmail.com on today, and it's like she was also busy this weekend, but we're going to get to the phone lines here and see what we can figure out for people today. And what I need from people is I need your birth date, your month, your date, and your year, and we're having... We experience technical difficulties, computer, phone, or whatever it is on this place, kind of sort of frequently. So if you can say your name and the month and date and year of your birth kind of slowly for me, it helps me to be able to hear it the first time instead of having to ask you several times. So that would be helpful. All righty, here we go. And caller, area code 201, thank you for calling in today. You've been holding for a little bit here and appreciate your patience. So 201, you are live on the air with us at Psychic Gone Wild. Hello, 201. Okay, they must be having technical difficulties too here. I'll put them back in the queue for the moment. And we're going to move on to area code number 404. You're on.
Hello.
Today. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Huh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. What I need is your month, your day, and your birth here.
Okay. My name is Nancy, and my date of birth is December 20th, 1986.
Okay. December, let's see. That would be 12th month. And give me that date again. I'm sorry. The day?
20th.
20th, okay. And that is of 19... what was the year again? I'm sorry. 1970?
86.
Oh, 1986. 86. Trying to make you too old here. All righty. And is Nancy?
Nancy.
Nancy. Oh, cool. That's a little bit different. All righty. Okay, and looks like you're, let's see, you have a birth card that is the Jack of Hearts, and your rising card, your planetary ruling card, is also the King of Hearts, so you're really like a double hearts person here. You came into this life looking to work on your emotional issues and all that good kind of stuff, and the power of love, so to speak. Let's see here. Is there anything in particular that you wanted to ask? Finances or romance or anything like that, or just kind of general?
I'm more curious about children, when children's going to be coming into my life, and features, if you can give me any.
Okay, wow. All righty, we'll see what we can do with that. Let's see, I guess the other part of that is, like, so are you in a stable relationship? Are you in a married relationship or a significant other?
We're engaged.
Oh, cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. So when's the big day going to be? I'm assuming that would be sometime this year.
Yeah, we're thinking about August this year.
Oh, cool. Good time of year. Okay. Yeah, let's see here. I'm going to give you a little bit just kind of about yourself. The Jack of Hearts people... The card itself is called the Sacrificial Love card, and it's one of the three fixed cards. You're strong about your version of love. You're surrounded by what's called the Christ Spirit of Sacrifice through love. And even though this, you know, this is a jack card. They say sometimes the jack cards can be immature or crafty, but the jack of hearts are being influenced by that wisdom of the Christ spirit. Gives you a lot higher guidance and a lot higher motives in general. The only thing you have to watch is that you don't kind of get down, and they call it martyrdom. You know, don't let that get out of hand. If you also hit things that you don't like or don't want to deal with, sometimes you look to escape kind of from things, but that's kind of the exception rather than the rule. Love is your power and birthright. You've come here to love others and show them the way by your example. You know how to love with the big-heartedness of a king, and once you've decided that yours is the mission of love, you take on that yoke of responsibility very admirably. You often make sacrifices in your life. Personal fulfillment might be given up for some higher cause or philosophy. As a born leader, you want to be successful in your own profession. These people are fixed, and you're guided by a strong sense of justice and duty. You can be depended on for help or to just kind of do what you need to do when you need to do it type of thing. Y'all carry that Christ spirit with you, and everyone you associate with in some way is kind of uplifted by your presence. You find your greatest fulfillment on a spiritual path or by bringing the higher energies to your work and your life there. In relationships, the sacrificial nature of that Jack of Hearts can work for good or bad. There's always that double-sided coin there, depending on the person. You have power and strength in your love nature, but sometimes a little bit more idealistic, and that might kind of prove, you're maybe not your undoing, but that would be the thing that would drag you down. You're usually devoted to higher ideals and love. You got your own philosophy about that, by golly, nobody's going to change that one. You will make sacrifices for those people that you love, and you may be part of the plan to save the world. In the same vein, that Jack of Hearts, you can use that savior complex to do silly things in love. Sometimes, hope the guy you got the keeper, because there's a cautionary here that says sometimes you get a mate that's not unworthy or broken in to see their love heal someone, and it can result in kind of a victim or savior codependent relationship that might have ill consequences. So hopefully that is not going on right now with the person that you engaged.
I don't get it.
Good. Your planetary ruling card is the King of Hearts, and that accentuates the fatherly side, the masculine side, maybe of the mentality of your personality, encouraging you to be a good parent, very responsible. As a matter of fact, you probably take your parenting quite seriously. So when you have children, most people with this card want to have children and have them sooner or later. Doesn't specify exactly when, but you're going to have kids at some point there. This card gives you an authority bearing and leadership ability. You can stand up and claim your own space. As a woman, you have no trouble handling the men in your life. You're strong-willed and you have a quick mind capable of making fine distinctions. You probably did really good in school. And finally, the King of Hearts bestows some romantic and charismatic power to you, the ability to use charm and persuasion to get what you want from other people. And let's see, at age 25, it says you are going to get this as a wish fulfillment year. It doesn't mean that everything, you don't get all your wishes like the genie in the bottle, but it's like something real specific. It's like something that's, your heart's desire is going to happen for you. You got a lot of good fortune this year. Some things that are going to come easier for you, and something that you want will manifest itself. And that, for the most part, it's going to be your prosperity and abundance. Though you might have challenges in other areas, there's going to be a lot to be grateful for. So you magnify that prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. I don't know if you've ever seen the, there's a book and there's also a DVD by Rhonda Byrne, and it's called The Secret. And one of the presenters in that, he said every time he got up in the morning, as soon as his feet hit the floor, he was going, thank you, thank you, thank you, as he walked to the bathroom in the morning. And it's like, but that attitude of gratitude, if you are really, truly, genuinely, deeply thankful for all the good stuff in your life that's coming around because of that law of attraction, it tends to attract more of what you focus on. So if you really are focusing on, the good things that are happening and coming into your life, you're going to get more of the positive. It's kind of like, kind of like that song about the little ant, that was moving the rubber tree type of thing. It's like you definitely bring into you what you're focused on.
Okay.
Let's see. You can find your true purpose this year also, because there's at least the occurrence of 1-6 in your reading this year in a long-term position. And what I've actually done with these, when I do your card reading stuff, I run what's called a full report. And there's like 34 pages of stuff I'm looking at right now. We're on about page 8. So because we do kind of the shorter, the what I call the mini readings, it's like, you know, you don't get the whole thing all at once. But it's like if we run out of time here, it's like, and you want to get more of that, my email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Okay. So, you know, give me a typewritten, you know, shoot me an email there. Or if you want to call and, like, you know, make an appointment, something like that, my phone is 719-289-4907. And I do have my coffee commercial on that one before you have to leave a message. So, anyway, either of those places are good to contact me at. But with the six in your reading, it's like they talk about sixes being frustrating because they often represent the static or unchanging conditions in our life. But this year it also bestows upon you a special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from your conscious mind. So you have that ability this year, if you want to look at it, to really determine, gee, what did I come to this planet for? You know, what's my major goal in life? You know, what's my purpose? What's my mission? What am I supposed to be doing while I'm here? And it's like, you know, some people go through their planetary journey here and they never discover that. So it's like this is something that is this year for you is an opportunity to find that out. Let's see, your long range for this year, you've got five cards that indicate influences for the whole year. Your long range card is the Seven of Hearts, your Pluto card is the Four of Clubs, your result card is the Eight of Hearts, the Jack of Hearts is your environment card, and your displacement card, which, ironically enough, is also your birth card this year. So this is kind of cool. Let's see. As a long-range Seven of Hearts, it's a year that could be marked by many challenges in love and feelings in your close relationships. Seven, because it's a highly spiritual number, promises success in love only by letting go of attachments and thinking less of your personal needs and giving more of yourself. Might appear that your closest friends, family, or lovers might be letting you down at various times throughout the year, but you look for lessons in those experiences and, you know, kind of know now that you're being called upon to let go of what they call petty attachments and you adopt a larger viewpoint. Let your spiritual power rise up, conquer this area, you find that you're transformed into a much happier, fulfilled person. And for those involved in spiritual work, it's a card that signals much progress and success during this year. And it could be a very successful year of giving yourself, especially roles as like maybe in a counselor, personal helper. Some of the keywords, and keywords are what I call the things that you put on a 3x5 index card, taped to your, you know, bathroom mirror so you like read them every day several times. But it's a year of learning to release fears and attachments concerning others and their love for you. You learn to trust. Okay, you're learning to trust this year. And a lot of that is we have, when you get into relationships, you know, or a heart relationship, you know, a marriage relationship, because you really want to have an intimacy with that person. And it's like at the same time when you do that, a lot of times they, you know, they're the number one person sometimes that really lets you down because it's like, well, I wasn't expecting that, you know. So what your challenge might be there is, and of course the first year is always, so marriage is always the hardest, but you kind of go, the only person you can really change is yourself. And you kind of let go of those expectations of that other person and just kind of go, you know, let them be themselves. And one of the things we could do if you're interested at a different time is I can also do, we have a different program here that allows me to look at the relationship report. So it's like to look at you and your, you know, soon to be your fiancé, and it's like, you know, see what areas that you guys, you know, are really super compatible in and others that, you know, you go, oh, we might hit a speed bump here. So it's like, you know, that's always kind of nice. Let's see. Always nice to have the warning, the speed bump's coming up, I guess. Your Pluto card right here. Yeah. You're working to achieve strength, stability, and satisfaction in one or more areas of your life that's going to help your whole life kind of settle down and be more contented. You might be learning a new subject or trying to focus your energies into more of a single direction. You might be learning, you know, how to get organized, take a more practical attitude toward your personal and professional affairs. Satisfaction of mind is one of your goals this year, and whatever contributes to that is going to take a higher priority in your life. You need a lot of strength of mind to accomplish your goal, and it's likely that you're going to have to make some changes in the way you think or do things in order to accomplish that. And at times, that's, you know, it's always difficult when you're going through change. But at other times, other people in your life might see you as, you know, oh, you're too stubborn or you're too fixed on your purpose, you know, for what they like. But it's like all of that is just a process of achieving what's most important to you. And then who that, you know, peace of mind is related to might, again, you know, be looked at with your result card, which is that, okay, which is that next one? Your result card is that, the Eight of Hearts is your result card, okay. And that's an important aspect of goals you've set for yourself this year. That's developing and using your charm and personal power with those around you. And developing that may not be easy. It might require those important changes in the way you communicate, but it's going to be well worth your effort. You're going to complete this year with people supporting your efforts to achieve your goals and dreams. And you know that you're going to be able to handle the public, you know, with these. And it guarantees by your next birthday, you're going to have achieved a good measure of success in your romantic and social life, if that is something you do want. And it's like, let's see, a couple more of the affirmations. The one for the Four of Clubs is you create stability and satisfaction in your life. Achieving peace of mind and contentment transforms you. And with that Eight of Hearts, when you develop power among your friends, associates, and the public, you accumulate personal charm and love power this year. And then with your Jack of Hearts as being that environment card and displacement card, the Jack of Hearts are kind of that special. They don't really move around a lot. Your card remains in the same position each year, kind of doesn't allow other cards to occupy your position of moving to the other card spots. It makes you very strong-willed and sometimes stubborn, but it strengthens the meaning of that birth card, which is that spiritual sacrifice and spiritual love, which is really kind of neat. And it's like the part of your yearly reading, it's your higher love nature is always encouraging you to, you know, kind of do good things to those around you, kind of help them out. Oh, let's see. Your Mercury period started because it goes through several 52-day periods in during the year. Your Mercury period went from December 20th to February 11th. Your Venus started and went through from February 11th to April 4th, so you just got done with that. Right now you're in your Mars, and that goes from April 4th to May 26th. So when you guys are actually looking at getting married, oh, no, that's really cool, because you're saying in August, and that's actually going to be during your Saturn period, which is July 17th through about August 7th, and that Four of Hearts is right there, and that's one of the cards they call the marriage card. So that's really kind of cool. Golly. And as far as children, though, it's like doesn't really there's, you know, looks like maybe an indication of from maybe September to October, might be some relocation. There's a Five of Diamonds sitting there, and that kind of indicates, you know, change. And change, you know, a lot of times fives show us that, you know, we might be changing locations or moving or something, which might make a lot of sense if, you know, if you get married and move in with your husband, you're, you know, going to be making a move somewhere or vice versa. Okay. That's kind of the overview. Made it to page 14. It's like doesn't really give me specifics as far as, you know, when the children are going to come along type of thing. What I might actually recommend is call back in on a day when Jethro is going to be here, because his gift gives him a lot more time ability. He picks up on a lot of that kind of stuff, and he's going to be on tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I'll say that's Rocky Mountain time. And I'm not sure what time zone you're in, but it's like 9 o'clock Rocky Mountain is like 11 o'clock Florida time or 8 o'clock California time type of stuff. But normally he's on Saturdays and Sundays. So
okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah. And, you know, like I say, call back in and let us know how things go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. All righty. Well, thank Nancia for calling in. And the next person we have here is from area code 312.
Hi. 312,
you're live on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Happy Easter.
Now, say that again.
Happy Easter to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here because everybody else took a vacation today.
I know, right? I wanted to know what you see coming up for me in terms of relationship.
Okay, what I need is a month and day and year for your birthday.
Okay, 10/23/79. And my name is Tina.
Tina, okay. And did you say February?
No, October.
No. 10, oh, October. 20. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, October. 10th month, 23rd day, and in 1979?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a look, see here. And because this particular one is like, do you know for sure whether you're a Libra or a Scorpio?
I am a Libra.
You're in Libra. Okay,
yeah.
Good enough, because that's one of those right on the cusp dates.
There. Yeah, and the year separate. So if it was in the 80s, it would have been Scorpio.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, cool. Let's see. You are a Queen of Hearts person. That's like, contrary to that old, you know, the Queen of Hearts made some tarts. It's like, yeah. Are you a baker? No. What's kind of cool about that is the Queen of Hearts actually is one of the marriage cards. So when you have that as one of your birth cards, usually shows a lot that you are probably one of those people that, you know, you are like the mother hen. You take in everybody around you, and it's like you try to mother hen them.
And which is really true about me.
And you also have the planetary ruler is an Eight of Diamonds, and it's like that gives you a lot of power behind that queen. Eights are one of the power cards, and the fact that it's in diamonds would give an indication that you'd be really good with finances and stuff.
I am.
You know, finding getting your finances in line, and it's like on the deeper level, it also shows that one of the things you're here to work on this go round is values and your value system. It's like, you know, what is really, you know, the most important thing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's what I thought here. It's like, Queen of Hearts is called the Mother card. It's a double Neptune card. The Queen of Hearts has a share of idealism. And you people possess a certain charm and magnetism that just attracts others. You're the mothers of love. You share that love with all you come in contact with. You either get married and devote yourself to family or get involved in some professional career. You've got more than average ability to really be successful in a lot of different professions, especially good luck in professions where men predominate, interestingly enough. You're very sweet, attractive, sociable, loving. You can be very successful artists or performers, and you all have an appreciation for art and beauty. Many are aware and make use of your abundance of psychic or musical ability. As long as your idealism is guided by truth, you can live that life of love and nurturing that's your birthright, and it's the Loving Mother card. Your calling in life has to include sharing your love with others, and the more the better. On the flip side, what you got to be careful about, you know, that you don't slide into in the negativity part, is don't let yourself get lazy or self-indulgent or frivolous or, you know, going to have the good life at whatever cost, because that'll cost you. It's a card of enjoyment. Sometimes on that downside, it's like if you face, you know, if you're getting into stuff you don't want to be in, you look for a way to escape, like kind of a rabbit hole to bolt to. So just kind of be aware. It's like you're always better to turn around and face your adversaries, at least, you know, with a shield and sword in hand and go, nope, not running. In relationships, people with this card usually are attracted to those of power and financial strength, and you're the darlings of the deck. Queen of Hearts represent the woman that all men dream of. You're naturally blessed with all those feminine qualities that make for the perfect wife or love partner. You're charming, you're devoted to your family, your ideals of love. There's a certain kind of, you know, gaiety, innocence, you know, happy heart, you know, about them. And one would hesitate to ever criticize them, you know, for anything. Your ideals sometimes might be too high, and you might attract a partner that will bring you back to earth. So hopefully
this
fall is not too high or too hard. Some cases, Queen of Hearts charms can turn to indecision or a certain disregard for feelings of others. You can play the field with success, or sometimes you might attract a partner who's unfaithful or indecisive. So hopefully you're not doing that, and it's like hopefully you're, you know, kind of keep it on that high side, and it's like bringing somebody in who's really going to be, you know, a good person for you too. Let's see, and that planetary ruler. that card adds an element of power to your personality. It can also give you desire and ability to become well-known in some way. Your power is expressed through your values. You know what everything is worth, and you can drive a really hard bargain. You're a good barter person. Your powerful person probably attract other powerful people with whom you must deal with. And you'll probably be the one in your family to manage your estate. And in that regard, you're very trustworthy and fair. You've got some artistic ability that can bring you recognition. And though you may seek recognition through the acquisition of money and power in love, you probably have some uncertainties that you got to deal with before you can find that true satisfaction with a partner. And this, at 32, this is a major completion year for you. Somewhere along the line, I'll see that later in the report here, you've got a 9 card in your either long-range Pluto result or environment. And it's going to be a year in which you achieve an important ending in your life. It may occur either in your birth card or planetary ruling card spread, but endings can be seen as disappointments if you don't know their true meaning. It's like if you think of like high school graduation year, that's an ending of your high school years, but if one door closes, another door opens.
Mm-hmm.
So in truth, you know, that represents graduations and chapters of our life that were important, but now it's not so helpful or so much so for our personal growth and development. What's also really cool about endings is that wonderful freedom we feel after we pass through that and we're on to our next stage of like work and development. And whatever the nature of endings in your life is this year, you just kind of be glad that you've reached that point in your development, you're ready to move on to better things and more in relationships. Because sometimes we get afraid to let go of things that have become like familiar. You know, we get into that rut. We can't even sometimes see that those things aren't of any real use to us. And it's like, but, the case for you, it's like, don't get into a rut, because my big joke is, somebody told me a long time ago, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out, so don't stay in a rut too long. You can get really comfy in some place and go, yeah, I'm just kind of going along. It's like, don't let people fill in the ends. And let's see, but kind of check out the ninth where they occur here. Let's see here. I was going to take a look at where exactly that 9 was at here. Okay, displacement. Okay. So coming up later, your 7 of clubs is your long-range card. And it indicates that this year you're going to be adopting some new and powerful ways of thinking that's going to change your life for the better, help you overcome negative aspects.
I have started.
What's that?
I said I have started already.
Okay, good deal. It's likely you're going to be sharing some of these new models for thinking with other people, and a realization your own thought patterns are largely responsible for the success or failure in your life is kind of prompting you to consciously adopt these new patterns of thought and belief. You might be reading new books or taking workshops, or you know, they're really revealing to you the science of positive affirmations. And if you practice those, you're going to want to share those with others, and a lot of internal success can be had by doing just that. If you know, when you practice positive thinking, sharing that with others, you're going to arrive at a new place of consciousness and have kind of those mini enlightenments as you go through this powerful year. The 7 of Clubs is called a spiritual card of spiritual knowledge. And any study of philosophies and ideas related to higher mind or spiritual ways of thinking is just going to bring you good stuff. Your keywords is for this one is, I'm influenced by higher knowledge. I'm learning to transform negative thinking into enlightened mind power. And then your Pluto card for this year is the 2 of Hearts. Major goal for you this year is going to be to have a successful love relationship or friendship. And for this year, this is a year you're going to like make a lot of changes within yourself in the name of love, friendship, or romance. Whether you're interested in the partner of your dreams or just, you know, good close relationships with friends and family, you're going to have to take a different approach in your life if you're going to be successful. And you kind of said that was coming up. Love and intimacy requires compromise and cooperation. Mm-hmm. 2 of the keynotes for this card is that love union. Your intense desire for that closeness this year is going to cause you to confront some of the parts of yourself that tend to keep your intimacy from you. Because, you know, sometimes when that happens, it's like, you know, you can be your own worst enemy. You kind of shoot yourself in the foot with things. So, and at times it's going to be really challenging and difficult, because anytime we undertake to change ourselves, tell you what, it's like, you know, you start changing habits and someone's like, yeah, I didn't know that habit was so hard to break.
Yeah.
But it helps to keep in mind, you know, your reasons for facing those situations was just to have more intimacy in your life. And for that reason, you know, there may be a certain person indicated by your result card. That's the main challenge for you this year, whether intentionally or not. That can be, you know, if not a person, it can point to other aspects of the goal or challenge you put before yourself this year. The affirmation from this one is, I create the ideal love partner, satisfaction, my love life, my friendships, and lovers are mine to embrace. And then that result card is the four clubs, and fours always talk about stability. Somehow or other, you're achieving that strength and satisfaction in mind. You're going to make important and necessary changes to achieve your goals, so you're going to be successful. You might desire more knowledge or just more peace of mind. At times, you know, people are going to see you, wow, you're stubborn, you're really narrow-minded. But it's like, yeah, sometimes you have to do that. It's like if you got something specific in mind, you know, you have those goal cards or, you know, the things that I say, you know, you tape on the mirror, look at it every day, it's my goal. And it's like, you know, you kind of ask yourself at the end of the day, how have I, what steps have I taken to achieve my goal, you know, today? Because they're just small steps. It's like you can't all of a sudden, you know, read them once a month and go, gee, did I make any leaps this month? It's like, no, it's a day-to-day process. Okay, and then you've got also coming up here, the Ace of Diamonds is your environment card. And it's going to be a year of new beginnings, both in work and other financial enterprises. You're going to have many good blessings, good fortune. It's an ideal influence for starting a new business or even, you know, a new personal relationship, because it's a year of beginnings as far as your values are concerned. You might find you're starting over in some important areas of your life. You know, that's ultimately going to bring you a lot more joy and contentment. And then what you're displacing this year is the Three of Diamonds. And you're going to have creativity, a lot, especially creativity in new and better ways to make money. That's highlighted in this. And overall, it's going to be a good year to express yourself, either artistically or otherwise, and you can achieve, you know, success in that area, using that energy to come up with new ways to make money or promote yourself and your products. Because if you don't use it positively, it causes you indecision and worry.
Yeah.
So just be, you know, be focused on that. Anything else in particular?
So I met somebody. I let go of an old relationship, and I just met somebody who I've known for the past decade, and
oh, wow.
He's always expressed interest in me. But, you know, yesterday he was telling me he wanted to actually date me and see how things go. He wants to settle down. And so I wanted to know where this thing is heading for. Is somebody who's really cared for me, has been there for me for all those years that I've known him. So I was...
Okay,
just,
so is that, yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, is this the person that's going to be better
yeah.
for me?
Yeah, yeah, because I let the old relationship go, I made room for a new relationship.
To come in, right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, that interesting life is kind of, that's, that kind of shows that here. It's like your Mercury period started back in October, and your direct card for that one was the Five of Hearts, which sometimes they call a divorce card. So it's like, you know, that would be, even if, you know, you weren't married to this person, that's an indication that, you know, you let go of someone or something, you know, to make room for this new one. And your Venus, it shows, it also is, do you know the birth date of the new person that's coming in?
Yeah. He is May 21st. He was born in 61.
May 21st of 1951?
No, 61.
Oh, 61. Yeah, that could be
your
birthday.
Okay.
May 21st, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, holy moly.
That's my father.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a little bit older, but...
not that much older, huh? Okay, let me put that in there and just take a real quick look here and see. Just going to kind of look at compatibility stuff for you guys here. And can I just have an initial, his, you know, like an initial for him?
It's Dave.
Steve?
D.
Oh, D. D is, okay, here we go. Okay, and let me get that put in here, and let's see here. And that May is the fifth month, 21st day, and 1961. 1961. Make sure I got that. Okay, mm-hmm. May 21st, 1961. Okay. And then let me take a look at, oh, whoops. Now, okay, here's a cute one. Okay, now select the sun sign. It's like, do you know if he's a Taurus or a Gemini?
Yeah, he's a Taurus.
He's a Taurus. Okay, good deal. Alrighty.
Alrighty, I'm down with a Gemini guy.
I know. I have a Gemini son, and sometimes you just want to shoot him. Sad to say, but true. Oh, golly. Let's see here. And let me. Okay, I was trying to get back there. Let me get. I need your birthday again. I'm sorry to interrupt.
10/23/79.
Okay, let's see. Wait a minute. Let me get that one. Okay, 10. Right, my pen quit working there. Okay, 10/23/79. 79. Okay.
Yeah,
79.
That's a gob.
Okay, let's see. And, okay, let me do that one there. And, let's see. Okay, 10, whoops. Yep, 10, 23 of 19. Nope, not 29. 23 of 19. 79. Okay. Alrighty, let's see. Yep, okay, that was that one. Okay. There we go. Oh my goodness, what to do there? Okay, that was done. There we go. Come on. Had to stop and think about that. Okay. Okay, let me read these back here and make sure I got this. Okay. So he is May 21st of 61 and you are 10/23 of 79.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Oh, there's, wow. You guys have got 9 connections. That's really amazing. Holy moly.
Oh, wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of them are Venus connections. Wow. Okay. And he's also your, he's your cosmic lesson there on 2 of them. And you've also got a Neptune connection as well as a Uranus connection. Wow, that's really cool. Okay.
Oh, wow. Is it positive?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They say there's no such thing as a bad connection there. It's like, you know, they're all really positive things. Okay, let's see. And he is a. Let's see. You're the queen, and he's a jack of clubs, which is kind of neat. Okay.
I hope he's not a jackass. No, he's not.
Right. Okay, let's see. Let's look here. And alrighty. Yeah, look at those connections here. I'm just wanting to. Wow, a lot of good stuff going on there. Okay. And he's got that. Okay, so you go. You have a bat. Oh, got my frogs going off here in the background. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, you got five what they call spiritual connections, which a lot of times speaks to like a past life connection. So it's like it was mm-hmm. one of those things where when you guys, you know, like met each other, first knew each other, it's mm-hmm. you know, you kind of got like unfinished business, you know, that you're ongoing. It's one of those people
yeah.
that you just feel old too comfortable. It's like, you know, they're really, really somebody that's you resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
And then those the lesson cards, cosmic lesson cards are, one of them is a life spread, one's in the spiritual spread. You've actually only got 1, 2, 3, 4 of those are from this life. So let's have a look-see real quick. And of course, then with some of his stuff, relationship. Okay, he's got a really strong and fixed mental approach to life, and it can have its share of challenges for jack of clubs, because mental approaches do not always work in the realms of love. But these people, you know, they're not particularly bad or good karma. They just need somebody who's their friend first, and it's like, and who's going to allow them freedom to do and be themselves. So it's like, sounds
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you got that friendship going there with that already. And then somebody who's also going to allow him kind of the freedom, you know, to be mm-hmm. themselves. So, so if you, you know, if you give him this, it's like very faithful, devoted person. Mm-hmm. It's like the men are excellent lovers. You often have to contend with the health of, you know, he is apt to contend with health of a loved one, ill health, or his own health problems that sometimes are rooted in emotional conflict, but in most cases mm-hmm. their health issues are related to emotional causes, whether it's, you know, family, friends, you know, whatever that kind of related. So he's got, you know, those would be his issues in relationships, is possibly just literally one of those people who, like, you know, might worry himself sick over somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's also very creative. And then the flip side of this is, like, what you just have, what he has to watch out for is, like, creative people can sometimes be very dishonest. So
oh,
it's like he's always got to make sure that he keeps himself on the high side of that, because he doesn't get away with much. It's like if he starts to turn to that dishonest side, it's like talks about Saturn's hand is always there to remind him the boundaries. You know, it's like his karma is going to flip around really quick, and it will nail him. It will bite him if he gets dishonest with stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's very honest.
Yeah, that's he's probably learned that at a younger age. And he's very good and giving person. And even though he's mm-hmm. argumentative at times, he's very loving and friendly, you know, to the people he meets, and especially in relationship. So that would be, you know, it's like for you guys, it looks like it would be, you know, really, really a good match. Some of his, he's got a planetary ruling card of a Seven of Spades, and it adds a lot of strength to his personality. It gives him a certain amount of good fortune, especially in the areas of home and family. He might feel that he has a blessed marriage or relationship if this is what he's going into with you, or that many good things have come, you know, from his parents. Health concerns, mm-hmm. again, might play a major role in his life, and he might be kind of like the Archie Andrews, a little bit accident-prone. Seven of Spades encourages us to have faith in life in spite of whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. And in mm-hmm. that regard, he may find himself tested a lot of times. He's probably attracted to those of intelligence and wit, which is you. And with mm-hmm. a bit of luck, he could marry that person. So financial security is something he will get only through hard work, though. So
yeah.
Like anything that he's going to get financially, it's like he's really going to have to work at that. Okay, let's see. The connections, you guys. The first connection was that your Venus to each other in the spiritual spread, and it talks about that as being one of the truly blessed connections. It implies that you were together in a meaningful way in a former lifetime, and that during that lifetime you were in a significant relationship. You know, it may not have been marriage. You could have been, like, you know, best friends, father, son, mother, daughter, whatever. But the important thing was you were very close in the lifetime. You spent a lot of time together. You met a lot of challenges. You overcame them with love, patience, and perseverance. You developed a deep love for each other by having shared so much. And then this lifetime, when you first met, you know, you recognized a certain familiarity and noted the ease of being together. And though you might not remember that previous life together, you know, those feelings remain on that the spiritual and that soul level. So if you choose to engage in a relationship in this time, you find that a lot of those elements that couples have, you know, a lot of couples have to earn by being together, so like trust and appreciation for each other, that's already present for you guys. So in essence, you have a really good foundation upon which to build any kind of relationship. It's one of that love at first sight connections, and it's even better because it's mutual. It's for both of you. Mutual means that both people experience that influence equally. So that's got the effect of kind of doubling that influence, and in this case, it's really favorable to begin with. So you're going to find your relationship together is going to be fairly easy, unless other connections, you know, strongly contradict it, which they don't in this one. So, you know, it looks like this would be a very good relationship for both you guys.
Wow.
Let's see. Anything in particular along with that? Any other kind of question with that?
It's just he, like, for the first time he was telling me he loved me. He loves me, and it wasn't, I know he's very honest, you know, and it's kind of like, it feels like it's, like, very, moving very fast. Like, he wants me to kind of, like, if it everything works out, move in with him in 6 months, he wants to get married and want to have children.
Wow.
And it's kind of like, whoa, this is a little fast.
That can be kind of scary if it's too fast. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he's always been attracted to me, and I've been attracted to him. But then the thing was, he used to be my professor, and nothing happened between us. I would talk to him about what's going on with my family and stuff like that.
And then after I graduated, I stayed in touch with him. That was years back. I graduated 7 years back, you know, once in a while. Then I started talking to him about my relationship, and we got close. So
cool.
I just hope it just worked out.
Well, I was going to say, it kind of looks like it's, you know, really, really kind of going in that positive way. It's like, you know, and the thing I'd encourage you to do is, you know, call us back and keep in touch and, you know, kind of let us how things, you know how things go. There's a psychic Jethro who's on usually this is his, you know, this is his spot on Saturdays. And I would encourage you to call back in. He's also going to be on, or no, he's on Saturdays and this is Sunday. It's like, I forgot my weekend there. But I know he's going to be on tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Rocky Mountain time, which is like, I don't know, 8 o'clock Pacific, you know, Pacific time and 11 o'clock East Coast time. So wherever you fit in there, because I'm not real good with the area codes come from.
Ever see marriage in my future, regardless of if it's with him or no? Do you see marriage in my future?
You know, there's with this guy, there's a really, really, really good possibility if that's, you know, if that's what you guys want to do. Because,
oh,
you know,
wow.
with the connections that you guys have, you know, you could really make this a lifetime thing if that's what you want. But again, that, you know, that's where free choice comes in and our free will comes in, is, you know, you kind of have to take that step and decide, you know, is this what I want to deal with? You know, so certainly, you know, I'll say the cards are all there and the really positive influences are, you know, there for you guys if that's what you want to do.
Oh, wow. That would be nice. For a change. Because he's very honest, and it's somebody I don't have to worry about him doing anything behind my back. And very open, you know. So that's one thing that I really like about him, you know. And I'm not the type who, I'm just like you to have your space. I like people to have their space and freedom. So I'm not going to kind of like mad at him and be like, you can't do this. You can do whatever you like. As long as I trust you, it's okay with me.
Yeah, you know, that's you know, with any relationship, it's like that's what you really need. It's like, is that trustingness? It's like, because, you know, if you don't, if you try to cocoon somebody up or mummify them up, it's like, you know, that doesn't work so good because, you know, you can only be a mummy for so long.
You can only be
a cocoon for so long before you become a butterfly.
I just want him to, whoever I'm with, to have their space and freedom. You know, but I wouldn't want you to be dishonest with me. That's all I ask, be honest, no matter what.
Yeah.
So everything you said about me was spot on, you know. So, I mean, with the relationship, I wouldn't know, you know. But everything you said about me was really spot on, and
I know. This particular card system is like, I like it because it's the one that it's called Order of the Magi, and it's like these are the guys that use this to find the Christ, you know. It's one of the guys that brought him the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So it's a card system that's been around on this planet for about 20,000 years, and it's like it's really amazing. It's like the more I work with it, the more I just go, wow, it's really cool.
Wow, because we're talking about me coming to realization with spirituality and career-wise, thinking about creative ways of making money, and that's what I've been doing the whole of this year, trying to. And then, you know, with the past relationship thing you were saying, I was with somebody for 9 years and I just broke off on the ninth year. I broke off with him, you know, and I let that relationship go. So it's kind of like the nine signified a lot to me.
Right.
And it's just like everything that you said is exactly what I've been trying to do. Yeah. But then the only thing is like I'm looking for a job and I haven't found a job yet. But then in the cards you said I'm going to be like career or something is coming in, so that's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And like I say, and do, you know, I'm going to encourage you to call back, you know, call back in again because we have like different people on different days and everybody kind of has their different gift. And it's like I say, it's like I think Jethro would be a good one for you to talk with. So it's like call back in because I know he's Mondays is at 9, but the rest of the week we're on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at noon, I'll say noon Rocky Mountain time. So it's like the Tuesday and Thursday shows are for 2 hours, and then the Wednesday and Friday shows are for an hour. So, yeah, call back in and talk with some other folks, and it's like, get a different perspective on that, too.
I really enjoy talking to you. I'll stay on to listen. I know the other callers that win are probably cursing me out right now.
That's okay. We still got time.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
thank you. God bless.
God
bless you.
We'll talk with you again.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. And let's see. We have, thank you for your patience here. We have, let's see, area code 312. Okay. All righty. 312, you are on air now.
I already spoke to you.
Oh, whoops. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Right. All right. I got messed up in my queue time there. Okay. 602. Area code 602. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. You are live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. What can we do with you today?
I'm just getting a possible get a general reading, please.
All righty. Sounds good. Let's see here. Let me get this one. Oh, golly. Got my program here. It's having a moment of its own here. Okay. Okay, if I can get your name and birthday, please.
Hi, my name is Richard, and my birthday is December 10th, 1974.
Okay, December of the 10th, all right, and 1974, okay, see what we got in store for you today here. Okay, wow, all right, oh, that's awesome, you are an Eight of Clubs. It's like that's, I know from other people that I know that have that particular birth card, you guys can be very, very psychic if you choose to be. I'll just put it that way. Eights are one of the power cards, and clubs are what we call the scholars of the deck. You guys, anytime you know a clubs person decides they're going to learn something new, they really go for it, and it's like you usually have really an easy time of learning anything new when you've really chosen to do that. You also have, as your planetary ruler, you've got that ten of diamonds sitting there. Tens are... indicate there's, I want to say, usually they say like a group of 10 people or, you know, it's like you deal well with groups. And the diamonds are about money, so you usually don't have issues with money. And there's also, in this go-round, it's like you've come here to kind of work on, you know, your values. It's like, you know, or to discover, maybe not to work on it, but to find out what is important to you. It's like, you know, what are the important things in your life? Oh, let's see here. And for this year, it's like you haven't been here for, okay, we're not too far behind. What else is April? So, let's see. Yeah, eight is called the card of mental power. It's one of the three fixed cards. You have a strong mindset. You're not easily swayed by others' views and opinions. Many successful attorneys are eights of clubs, but their power can be applied to any of the mental fields with great success. There's people like, you know, chemists, rocket scientists, nuclear physicists that are all like Eight of Clubs. You really seriously can learn anything you want to. Your life path is one of the more successful ones in the deck. You can have almost anything you set your mind to achieving. Most can attain wealth and prominence, but you got to make sure your life is kept in balance, as mental and emotional peace is essential to maintaining that success, because if your mind gets out of balance, it throws everything else off. You've got a lot of psychic power, and you can really be great healers. All of your gifts can be applied to great success. You really only need to become aware of what your true goal is to have a life of success and accomplishment. You know, just decide what you want to do. Being so fixed has its own drawbacks, mostly that it's sometimes difficult for you to deal with changes. In your mind and concepts, that's where you're the most fixed. There's going to be inevitably certain periods of time in your life where changes of your mental structures are going to come, whether you like it or not. And those periods are difficult, but they're part of the Eight of Clubs, like what they call the karmic path. You're usually more healthy and alive after the changes, which come as sort of, they talk about the deaths and rebirths, as, you know, as one door closes, another door opens. If you work with a person who is, if you know their birthdays, a Jack of Hearts or a King of Spades, that's going to bring what they call far-reaching success. If together you guys are both committed to doing some great work for humanity, for best results, you let your work come before your personal life. Keep them separate, though. Eight of Clubs concerning relationships. You will, at one point in your life, experience some kind of difficulty, either divorce or separation, you know, something major with somebody you really care about. It's not that you're bad people or anything, but it's just that there's a karma somewhere along the line that's got to be dealt with from the past. You're very fixed in nature. When those changes come, it's not easy for you to deal with them. It's when you discover there's more to the world than just your fixed mental concepts. You come face-to-face with your desire for adventure, a variety of love experiences. So sometimes it takes, you know, something like a divorce or a really major change to help you graduate to that new level in your life and to kind of break out of the pattern you get yourself fixed into. Sometimes there's, you know, maybe earlier, like secret affairs before, during, or after this change. But once your change happens, once that change happens, you're more free to pursue whatever kind of relationship fit your needs. Also, kind of in that, your Ten of Diamonds as your planetary ruler. And it just says, be grateful you have that card as a ruling card. It gives you really genuine good fortune. It's called the blessed card. So many things in life is just kind of like, it's just like handed to you on a silver platter. It's like, you know, your fairy godmother follows you through life sometimes. It does not guarantee your happiness, though, because that always depends on your appreciation for what you have. It gives you an innate, really good business ability. You could really do very well in your own business, the larger the better. You might enjoy being the center of attention. You have some natural abilities, either artistic or otherwise, that can get you that attention. In relationships, sometimes you can be really self-centered and kind of high-strung, like think of a thoroughbred racehorse. So for that reason, you might have some challenges in the area of relationships. And where you're at 37, this, again, this is a year of a major completion. Somewhere in along here, you have a 9 in a prominent position. And 9s are considered those cards that are like kind of like your high school graduation. It's like, you know, you work for 12 years or more if you went to preschool. But, you know, you get to high school, you get that graduation, and you go, yeah, this is my pinnacle, you know. And it's like, and as one door closes, that other door opens. So it's like, it's going to be kind of like that graduation year again for you this year. You know, if you don't look at that ending as, you know, something to look forward to, sometimes, you know, people get really disappointed with that because they go, wait, I wasn't ready to let go of that. You know, it's like it feels like it's being taken away from you. So it's like if you could recognize, you know, this is kind of maybe something I need to let go of. And if you let go of it voluntarily, it's a lot easier change than if you don't let go of it voluntarily. But it just kind of represents this chapter that's kind of, it, you know, at one point it was useful and it's like it was maybe kind of a stepping stone, but it's like, now you kind of like it there, maybe sentimental, maybe it's, you know, kind of your comfort zone, your rut, but it's like, you know, kind of work on letting go of it. Whatever the nature of the ending in your life this year, just kind of be glad that you've reached this point in your development, that you're ready to move on to better things in relationships. Because, again, you know, sometimes you get afraid to let go of things that is familiar. Because, you know, all of us, we like to live in that comfort zone. It's like, gee, you know, it's like I like doing this. And somebody else kind of from the outside comes along and goes, yeah, but, you know, that really isn't the best for you right now. You're not growing as good as you could. So let's see. You're wish fulfillment year. You get a wish fulfilled this year because your planetary ruler falls in a position that's governed by Jupiter. You're going to have a certain amount of good fortune, so you're going to see at least one of your important wishes fulfilled, but at the same time, it does not mean that fairy godmother is going to wave her magic wand and every problem in your life is going to disappear or that everything's going to be easier. But it does mean that some things are going to happen and just kind of, you know, fall into place. And it's, you know, something you really want is going to manifest itself. And for the most part, it's going to be your prosperity and abundance. You're going to have challenges, but there's going to be a lot to be grateful for. And then, you know, again, like I said earlier, it's like that attitude of gratitude. And if you haven't seen The Secret, you know, watch it because it's really cool to read the book. But if you have it, you'll understand that. That's, you know, that law of attraction brings in good stuff. Okay, let's see, in specific here, where are you at? Let's see, that was in 12. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, okay, we're 4 years into the year. Your long-range card this year is the 4 of clubs. And that just it's a year of mental stability, general satisfaction in all affairs. Regardless of your occupation and interests, you're going to find you're able to maintain an inner peace that kind of allow things just kind of, you know, to flow along really good for you time after time. Really positive influence, because your mind is a lot of times the source of our problems. You know, we use our minds and we shoot ourselves in the foot.
Oh, yeah.
It can be applied to great success, to any intellectual endeavor. Like, you know, if you're into writing, teaching, you know, learning new subjects, you should have a lot of satisfaction in any of those areas. And sometimes, you know, people go, I'm not a teacher, but it's like, you know, anytime you're sharing information of any kind with other people, you know, you are kind of in that teaching mode, because it's like, wow, I never heard of that, you know. So it's like you are teaching them something new. So you don't just have to be, you know, you don't have to think of a classroom teacher or professor, you know, to be a teacher. And then the other one is like, you know, but if things are going so good for us, you know, why should we change it? You know, if it isn't fixed, you know, well, why fix it if it isn't broken?
Right.
But your keywords for this year in this one is a year of satisfaction in all affairs, mental stability, strong-mindedness, and a little bit of stubbornness, because you sometimes need those if you're going to achieve certain goals. Your Pluto card is the Ten of Hearts. This year you need to get more involved with the public or with your circle of friends. There's something happening that's going to be important for you in making contact with, like, larger numbers of people. And this is going to be your, you're going to make important changes in your life to accomplish that. And maybe, you know, you might be in a business that needs more public exposure. You know, you launch an advertising campaign, do better PR or something. Or just as likely, maybe you're tired of staying at home and you want to get out and have more fun. So, it's a, you know, the Ten of Hearts is that influence to get you going. You might have to make some changes to accomplish that. It might not be easy at first. You know, again, you know, well, that's not my comfort zone. But if you go ahead and take that step out, it's like rewards are going to be more than worth it. The Ten of Hearts is also known as one of the performer cards. So in this position where Pluto, it can signal a year when one of your important goals is getting the attention of the public or having to deal with larger groups of people, getting them to like you. It's like it's a lot to do with sharing the things you love with people. It's a successful card, and it's likely you're going to have really put a lot of energy and determination to achieve those things. But it's also going to cause you to make some internal changes in yourself. Let's see, your result card is going to tell a little bit more about that. Ooh, there's where the nine comes in. Your nine of clubs is a result card. Much of the challenge for you this year is letting go of outworn ideas or projects or plans or ways of communicating. It's your completions that may at times seem like, you know, again, disappointing endings. Nine of clubs says you're completing a major chapter in your life. It's time to move on to greener pastures. Just be open to that spiritual wisdom in all forms, and it's going to be make that easier. Your 3x5 index card here on the mirror is going to say, I complete projects this year and let go of the past. I broaden my understanding by releasing old ways of thinking and just kind of let them go. Your environment card this year is the Eight of Clubs, and because that's also your birth card, your card doesn't move around right. Your greatest strength is, and your greatest weakness, it's difficult for you to make changes. So it's like it's like being that, you know, having a fixed position sometimes is your greatest asset, and it's like on the flip side, sometimes it can be make things more difficult than it has to be for you.
Yep.
Again, your displacement card is also that Eight of Clubs. Right, you've got a tremendous strength and power, and you've got a blessed life. But again, because your card never moves, you find it difficult to let go of the changes when they're called for in life. And it's like one of the quotes I really like, I don't remember who said it, but it says, make a friend of change because it's the only constant there is in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like that water flowing. It's like it flows on down. Let's see. Where are you? Are you interested kind of like in specific, do you have anything going like questions of business or, you know, relationship or anything like that? Anything specific you can kind of hit on?
Well, I attempted to start my own business about 2 months ago, and it didn't go well at all. But it's still in the works. I'm going to regroup and try to launch again in a few months and do it right instead of doing it on a budget. Mm-hmm.
Right. I hear that one. Right. Yep. It's always really good to do stuff. You know, it's like a lot of times the phrase there is if you don't do it right the first time, you're going to end up doing it again. So.
Exactly. But okay. I'm using it as a learning experience, and
That's all right. Yeah, exactly. You know, and sometimes that's what it takes, is you got to have those learning experiences, because sometimes that's the way the universe and God teaches us things, is like, well, those learning experiences are also those things where you go, yeah, when you don't get what you want, it's you got the experience. So it's like, you know, you got the experience to do it again, and like I said, do it right this time.
Exactly.
Yeah, and for business, let's see. Yeah, your Mercury, okay, Mercury was from December, your birthday, till the 1st of February. Your Venus just ended. That was February 1st to like March 25th. And right now, yeah, you're in your Mars. You're in your Mars time, which has started the 25th of March and goes until like May 16th. Gonna have that Jupiter, and the Jupiter looks like more business oriented here. I'm just kind of scanning here a little bit, ahead and seeing what these look like here. I'm just gonna hit on a couple of these. Mars period is what you're in. You got a lot of more physical aggressive energies. It's a good time to get involved in physical pursuits or actively pursue your goals. Four hearts in Mars. You got two cards in your Mars area right here. One of them is the Four Hearts, and one of them is the Queen of Spades. Combine this aggressiveness with love of maximum benefits for this period. Aggressive pursuit of social popularity can bring you success, which is like if you're looking at launching, you know, relaunching. It's like, you know, getting that out, you know, like doing your advertising. It could also be a sign of success in a legal matter or in any endeavor where men are concerned. It's a good influence for actors or actresses or anybody interacting with the public. It's a very stabilizing card, and it's going to be a happy period, time period here for you, even if the other Mars card is more challenging, which is not. That Queen is really good. Guarantees your success. You know, whatever problems are coming up, it's like you're gonna overcome it, and it's going to be a really positive outcome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's something going on right now legally that just came up, and
wow.
I will succeed. I know I will. It's going to be a war.
Good. That's always a good feeling. It's like, nope, this is going to happen this way. So it's like, yeah. And the Queen of Spades in this, it's like you can expect greater results from your work and the things that you're really passionately pursuing, because you've got control over yourself and your desires, and it in turn is going to bring you more success in work and legal matters if you develop patience and understanding of what attracts success to you. You may have to work very hard, and that's a lot of that Queen and the Spades. It's like Spades are always the hard work stuff. But your organizational ability is going to help you keep everything kind of in place, keep you on the right track. Okay, and there may be, I'm not sure, you know, what some of the other stuff that just says, you might find one or more women at the Spade suit, you know, if you know what their birthday is. It's like that you might either have attraction or anger for. So I'm not sure of some of those. Let's see. And then your Jupiter, it's kind of lucky looking ahead for that. That's going to be the May 16th through that July 7th time period. This is the King of Clubs. You've got the King of Clubs and you've got the Ten of Clubs, which are both really positive, powerful things. And that Jupiter period is going to be one of a lot of success in your business or profession, especially if you're involved in one of the more, what they call the mental fields, like, you know, writing, speaking, teaching, publishing, whatever. Your mental power is at an all-time high, along with your ability to make informed and brilliant choices in your line of work. Definitely a time to expand your scope of operation and think big. And then at Ten of Clubs, that's a powerful indicator of huge success in finances and business through application of your knowledge. So that could be in any, you know, mind-related activity, again, like, you know, publishing, speaking, education, in the communications field. I'm not sure what the you kind of fuzzed out there when you were talking earlier. It's like I couldn't quite tell all the stuff you were saying, so I'm not sure what the business was in. But, you know, just by applying your innate understanding of human nature, you can, you know, reap those rewards during this period. And money and business is going to be very good if you apply your mind. And it's like, you know, you can make it even better. And that's, like I said, that's the starts at May 16th through July 7th time period. And what they generically say is, like, those influences are the stronger for the time period that you're in. It's to, you know, a greater or lesser degree for the whole year. So it's like, you know, yeah, really some good indications there for business for you this year. So it's like, looks like it's really going to be a go.
Good year.
let's see. Now the flip side. Do you want to hear the cautionaries? Do you want to hear the road signs? Do you want to see the warning signs here? In Saturn, your Saturn period that comes up is always one of, like, you know, kind of the watch out for this moment. it's almost the reverse of the Jupiter. Saturn is often restrictive and burdensome, and it's like the influences that are there for this year for you is your Seven of Hearts and that Four of Diamonds. And that starts, let's see, that's going to go like July to about August 28th, about the end of August. Fearful attachments, is because it's a Seven of Hearts, it's got more emotional stuff. Jealousy or fearful attachments and betrayal could be the cause of some emotional trauma during this period. It could have a negative effect on your health, so just, be careful your thoughts don't make you sicker, that you don't literally get what they call heart sick over stuff. You might feel betrayed by someone, or situations might, be arising that threaten your feeling of security in your personal relationships. The other birth card, or the other, that Four of Diamonds might be an indication of a birth card, who's part of that scenario. But you're really being challenged to practice non-attachment in your closest relationships and to overcome your fears of abandonment. You might feel like you're being forced to make a sacrifice now, but if you apply your wisdom to your current situation, you can learn the real value of love. And bearing in mind, difficulties or challenges can be offset. So again, it's like with a four. So you've got that Four of Diamonds. And it's like that influence can bring in money, unfortunately made through someone else's misfortune or death, which that's not so cool. But it indicates
what
that. What's that?
That's what's going on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But it indicates a satisfactory ending to this financial problem, since it's a card of overcoming difficulties. Again, your success is achieved through hard work, patience, and discipline. Assures you're going to have some good health care, in the case of illness. You might have to work harder for results, but they're going to come. They're going to be more long-lasting. And it's a really strong influence that's going to override any of these negative influences present. So that other one, that Seven of Hearts that might bring you some difficulties, is like you're going to come out, kind of smelling like a rose with that, which will be good. Okay, here's your nine. Your nine comes in that Uranus period, which is like the end of August, August 28th through the middle of October. And there's where you've got like a nine of spades coming in. It can bring disappointments in work, labor relations, humanitarian efforts, or real estate, but only if the endings implied are resisted by you. Just be cautious in any of those areas during that period. On the deeper level, indicates you're kind of ready to move on to another, line of work, which, that's already in the works, or a new lifestyle. It may be time to let go of some of those things you've been doing, to make way for that what's coming. So that's that card of completion again. Right. It's a good indication for influence for spiritual matters or learning new spiritual information, attending classes, whatever. And also that a positive card in the other position, which there's a King of Hearts, is your other Uranus card. And it talks about strong psychic power, hard work, leadership in service to others can bring you a lot of success. So, if you're in association with someone of those qualities, it's going to be very, very beneficial. Community or volunteer work strongly benefited by that influence. Your love could produce some unexpected and satisfying results. Your own psychic powers will be at hand to help you. Let's see. Men of the Hearts, it's unpredictable. So it's like let people be what they're going to be. But, generically, it's like it's going to be some, you're going to have a hard time with that Nine of Spades, but that King of Hearts is going to help you come through that okay. And, this can kind of really be good. And the last one is your Neptune era, which goes from October to December. And that, again, that's the King of Hearts in that one. It brings a time when charm and magnetism are at all-time high for you this year, can be reused for romantic or professional success. Especially, traveling or vacations, that kind of stuff. Any men of the heart suit that you meet during this time period to a lesser extent for the whole year likely be a little hard for you to see objectively. You could easily project fantasies onto them. So you just kind of don't, again, it's like don't put your projections on somebody else. Just kind of stand back a little bit and just kind of let them be who they're going to be type of thing. But overall, right. It looks like a really, really good year for you, and it's like that's, I'm going to say congratulations on your business, because it looks like it's going to be really a go.
That'd be great. That'd be really, really great.
All righty. Well, call us, and call us back and kind of let us know how stuff goes, and it's like it was really good talking to you.
All right. Thank you very much. I definitely will call you back.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a good one, Richard.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. And let's see. Thank you very much here. We have Area code 804. Thank you for holding. You've been really patient with us today here. 804, we're live on the air.
Hi, happy Easter. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. My birthday is September 22nd, 1944.
Okay, September 22nd?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, 1944. And tell me your name again. It was Shim?
Q-H-U-G-H.
Q-H-U-G-H. Oh, Q. Okay, great. All righty. Okay, let's see here. What we got going? Let me get the right date in here. Okay, September, that's the 9th month. That's the 10th month. Okay. And a 22. Ah, oh, you're right on the cusp of some stuff here. Okay. And 1944. All righty. Let's see what that gives us here. Oh, silly. Love computers. They're great when they work.
Right. I like
lousy
when
they don't. Hang on here. It took a nosedive. It's like it's giving me this little ring of flowers right now going, well, that was beautiful. It's like, thank you very much. Let's see what it's got here for me. Okay. Let me try this in here a different way. Okay.
That might be my wife sending a message because actually today's her birthday.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh. Okay, 44. Okay, there we go. Right, now this one asks, it's like, do you know if you're for sure, are you a Virgo or are you a Libra? Because you're right on that cusp. Do you know which one you are?
Well, I would say I was a Virgo because depending on the calendar, it's either the last or next to the last day of the sign Virgo.
Right, okay. Okay.
But it is Virgo.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, it's got you as you're a Two of Clubs. You're a Two of Clubs birth card, and you've got a King of Clubs planetary ruling card. So let's have a look, see at this. Two of Clubs, it's like that's you're one of those people, it's like you really like to be in relationship with others. That's really important. Clubs, again, that's the scholars of the deck, and it's like this is one of those signs where you've always found it, you know, really, really pretty easy. It's like if you really want to look at something or, you know, try something new or take classes, it's like it's pretty easy for you to learn new things and pick up new things.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, that King of Clubs, wow. And that's always really good for what they say about the kings is like, you know, a king has to have their own kingdom. So it's like gives you a lot of power, especially, again, in that mental area. And it's like you know, leading people, directing people, you know, that kind of stuff, whatever. And you've always probably found a certain amount of success in doing that, where just, you know, people kind of look up to you. Here. Okay. Wow, 34 pages worth here. Okay. We're not going to get through all 34 of those, but we'll...
No,
we're
it's going very well so far because I am working on some very big things and people are beginning to take a strong interest. Actually, my big mission and vision is bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love.
Oh, cool. Those are some really, very good, powerful stuff there.
Right.
Okay. As a Two of Clubs, it's called the card of conversation. A lot of wide variety among people. You're definitely not this one. So some of the Two of Clubs are fearful of everything, especially being alone, but it's like, this is not sound like you. But you're sociable.
Just the
opposite. Enjoy stimulated conversations. Let's see. Okay, you have an Ace of Plays, Ace of Spades displacement card. Sometimes you might have that inner fear of death or change. Can explain that behavior. But, you know, you're endowed with a lot of natural ability and gifts. You can really be exceptional in business and with people. Preferring to work in partnership rather than alone makes a lot of sense, especially with what you're working to achieve here. You've got one of the more fortunate life paths. There's a lot of protection surrounding you. It's like you've got a lot to be grateful for. And if you just simply recognize that abundance in your life, that's going to really help you dispel your underlying fear that can do, you know, that can, the negativity is what really gets people. It's like, so it's like if you get rid of the fear, it's like, and if you're working out of love, it's like it's a really good
that's what I'm doing exactly, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. You like to talk. You like to share ideas. You've got an incredible mind that can really make fine distinctions. Very witty, very charming. Unless you get caught up with something you're afraid of, and then you can be kind of grumpy and irritable. But much of your life is really what they call fated. Part of your challenges is simply accept things as they are, especially yourself and closest relationships. Some of your relationship issues, some of the most beautiful people are the Two of Clubs, and their love relationships are more a reflection of their state of inner wellness than of any other factor. If you've, you know, conquered that fear, you're going to be in a really good place. You've got a lot of, you know, share of, more than the usual share of idealism and love and romance. It can make for some very romantic times in your relationship, but sometimes painful disappointments when your ideals conflict with reality. But just, you know, self-awareness of those can make you have good choices in relationships, separate your fears from your self-worth to really lead that happier life. And here we go. That King of Clubs is your planetary ruler. Adds a lot of power and maturity to your personality. Gives you some real mental gifts that, you know, a lot of people are envious of. You've got a strong intuition and a really quick mind that's usually right, but you're also able to communicate your ideas and perceptions to others in a way that doesn't put them off. So you've got some real leadership abilities there, and probably, you know, assume this role of responsibility in your work, or either that or you've got your own business, which is like, you know, what you're doing right now. You got some challenges with commitments in personal relationships sometimes, or you attract other people that have those kind of challenges. Really good candidate, sounds like, you know, for marriage, and you know, it's like you're mentioning with your spouse. Once there, you find a great deal of satisfaction and peace of mind in a relationship. This year, major completion. You had a 9 in a prominent position. So again, those 9s are graduation years. You know, it's like those times when, as one door closes, another door opens, and just, you know, be happy for those, whoever it ends up being, just be happy for the nature of those endings in your life, because it's opening up to something that's, you know, new and better coming in, which is really good. Let's see here.
Well, I won't let you go through all 35 pages, but that was very interesting and accurate. I'll share my name. It might be of interest to your listeners and in the archives. They can Google and see things on the Internet, including a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy and a poem that's in the President Ronald Reagan Library.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you just Google Hugh, H-U-G-H, and my last name, Trawlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. And actually on that blog, well, you'll see a blog, creativity777.com. You'll see a picture of my wife on her wedding day. She was a true earth angel to me for 35 and a half years until she passed in January 2007. And she's the one that blessed me with that lesson of unconditional love. That's where the love comes in with the global economics.
Oh, cool. That is neat. That is very neat.
Thank you so much again. I know you have other people that you have to get to, and God bless you for all your wonderful work, and a wonderful, happy Easter to everyone.
I guess. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, and Hugh, and call in again. It's like, you know, I'd like to hear how that's a really, really ambitious project, you know, for global, because that's our entire world. So it's like,
yeah, just hit on my name every so often to see what's going on.
All righty. Well, thank you so very much.
Okay,
you
thank
have a
you.
Good one. Thank you. Bye for now. Okay, let's see. And thank you guys for being patient here. Let's see. We have with us area code 951.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. My name's Donna.
Donna.
Okay. I'll be able to speak here just one second.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I can kind of hear that echo there. Okay.
Yeah, that's better now.
Okay.
Do you need my birthday? Or?
Yeah, I need your month, day, and year.
Okay, it's October 25th, 1967.
October 25th of 1967?
Mm-hmm. 67?
Yeah, 67,
yes.
67, okay. Yep,
yeah.
Don't want to give you too many years there.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's see what we got up on this one here. And that, okay, wow, that October birth date, that is a 10 of hearts for
hearts,
you.
Yes.
And a planetary ruling card of that three of spades. Okay. Let's see what's going on here for you. The Ten of Hearts people is, that's a, a lot of times you have, okay, and 44. Oh, wow, okay. And where you're at currently is 44 is what they call the pre-birth year in this card system. And what it is, it's like these are laid out, and it's like from birth to 45 or, you know, birth to 44. You've got original, you know, original cards and different things that come up every year. Starting with year 45, that is called your rebirth year. And it's like a lot of, you know, when you turn 45, it's like that's what people call, you know, that midlife crisis or that change of life, you know, whatever stuff coming in. Because that's the time period when you hit that 45th year that your cards are in exactly the same position as they were the year you were born. So it's like you have that opportunity to make your life over again and say, okay, I've learned all this for the first 44 years, and I am ready to, you know, take these and make a total transition and, you know, be in a different place and space. So it's like, so where you're at here at 44, this is called your pre-birth year, and you're kind of working on stuff and getting, you know, kind of gearing up and getting ready to make that change, to make that shift, which is really neat. It's like a... for me, it's like it's always exciting when people come in, you know, call in like at this age frame, because it's like, yeah, it's like, wow, you got some really big changes and stuff coming up. but let's see, your the Ten of Hearts is called the social success card, and you've got a lot of ambition in your life. You could stray off the path of truth as a result, but if you do that, you won't like the results. But you've usually experienced the truth. You've got that knowledge that it's your birthright, you know, that the truth is there to guide you with each part of your way. You're usually very artistic and creative. You're a leader, not a follower. You like children and groups of people that you might regard as your children or audience. And you might be in a field where you can either perform in front of other people or surrounded by many family and social concerns. In either case, you're surrounded by that Ten of Hearts. People in your birth card. I've even seen like people like in the librarian field, which you wouldn't think of as a performing arts, but it's like, I'll tell you what, I've seen some very creative librarians who do their story hour for kids. It's like that is their performance. I'll tell you what.
I cut children's there, so that's true.
You're an innovator, and you can make a great contribution in your chosen field, as long as you exercise that clarity in your judgment. Your motives either can be humanitarian or the flip side, selfish, you know, but that's got a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You're independent, often impulsive, but that usually kept in balance by your wisdom. You can make a really unique mark on the world through your application of the gifts that you've got. Usually very, what they call gentle and wise people, and at least that wisdom is there. And that wisdom, that's your protector, you know, your guiding light. With relationships, Ten of Hearts have that power and love, and they're attracted to people in power. You're also not afraid to work for the love you want in your personal relationships. You're very charming, well-liked. You know, you might be the person to make that first move to start a relationship and then willing to work for it. Of course, you know, if you've been in a steady relationship for a long time, it's like, yeah, that may have applied, you know, some years back. It just depends on where you're at. What's that?
Well, I was just, like, chuckling.
Okay.
Where I'm at, that's kind of, I need to work on that. I mean, I'm 44 and I haven't been married yet, so I don't even know if that's even going to happen.
Right. Well, you know, it's good. You can, that can be, you know, when you're willing to make a first move for a relationship and then willing to work at it, that's a, you know, winning formula for success in love or marriage.
Okay.
And you've got basically good love karma in that love arena, but there can be some indecisiveness, and that in some cases can be what leads to problems.
Right.
You're very smart, and when you apply that mental power and creative energy to that area of love, it can get you into trouble if you try too hard to make things turn out as you plan it, because your love life cannot exactly be scheduled and manipulated in the same way that we plan out like a daily schedule. You kind of gotta go with the heart moment there.
Right.
She's yiping. You might want to. Puppy's yiping in the background.
Aww.
She needs to go have a potty break here.
So
I'm getting the dog walkers to go take
care
of her. Let's see here. And you've also got, that planetary, that Three of Spades is your planetary ruler. That is the one that the threes are very highly creative, But they can also be, you know, might create so much creative energy, it might result in you becoming like an artist of some kind. But it's one of the cards that you only get that kind of success through really hard work. And without it, your creativity can be wasted on stress, indecision, uncertainty, worry. Or you can have inexplainable health concerns that dominate your attention from time to time, especially if you're really work-oriented. Your work does bring you peace, but don't ignore your health in the process. Mm-hmm. You've got the capacity to work two jobs at the same time, but you also have a strong romantic streak and needs. And if your romantic needs are not met, in a current relationship where it's like, you know, you're going to look elsewhere. It's like you're not going to let that grass grow under your feet.
Right, yeah.
It's true. Here. And it actually talks here, you've got a second planetary ruling card. That's pretty cool. You've got the Ace of Hearts as your second planetary ruler. I haven't seen a lot of those. It tells you you spend a lot of your time searching within yourself for the mysteries of life.
That's true.
Yep. Sometimes you can be a loner, even though you value your friendships a great deal. Ace of Hearts means that desire for love. So it's going to reflect itself in your life in a really meaningful way, whether it means that eternal search for the right partner, or whether you seek the answer to your longings within yourself. It's also quite, the Ace of Hearts is closely tied to this Ace of Diamonds. So you probably have a lot of good ambition as well. Your career work is probably an area you give a high priority to. Essentially, you're really a passionate person who's seeking to understand your own heart.
Right.
It's like sometimes that's, but the threes, again, the threes make it sometimes kind of hard to find, the perfect person, you know.
There's
not many of those on this planet.
I know.
Let's see, in this, the auspicious events at age 44, you've got this King of Spades as your long-range card. And that's really, it's an especially powerful and successful year for you because you've got that King of Spades long-range. There's, you know, it says very little that you cannot accomplish this year that you really want to. The King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck when it comes to material and work accomplishment, but it only benefits those willing to take on that role of a leader in whatever your chosen field is. Implies leadership in some form. It can really be a special opportunity for you to realize some of your nearest, you know, dearest and highest goals. If you're willing to sit down and create a plan for your success or accomplishment, there is very little that can prevent you from reaching your goals this year. Everything is just going to kind of seem to, like, you know, go your way. You're going to succeed where others have failed. Areas of competition, you're going to come up with the winner. You know, list of benefits just goes on, and it could just be a year that you will never forget for all the success it's going to bring you. But keep in mind, it's like the benefits are only available to those who are willing to work to become a king, like that in your own kingdom, which means, you know, being the one who is responsible and willing to direct your own destiny as well as those around you. So that opportunity comes rarely in life. Some cards never have the King of Spades in long range, and others may have it only once, and some never have it at all. So
now, what was that part about? Others around me, what was that? You said something about as well as others around.
That kind of benefit is only available to those who are willing to, you know, become that leader and who is responsible and willing to direct your own destiny as well as, you know, those around you. It's being a leader. It's really a leadership position. It's like, it's only if you want to take that on.
I mean, I don't even know. That's a big risk. I mean, I didn't know that I would have that, you know, in me. I don't know, that's just kind of weird. I didn't think that anybody would be able to, control anybody's destiny, somebody else's.
It's not really control. It's like, you know, there's an illusion there. It's not really control. It's more like directing. It's about like having children. You never really control your children.
You just kind of
guide them.
I
the best you can do there.
But it's
being able to direct people. It's like being a director. It's like, you know, being able to say, you know, here's what we're doing, here's where we're going, here's how things are going, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
I see. Okay. I guess I just understood. I heard it wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, no, there's a really centuries-old quote there. It says, control is the illusion that you have confined your world to the place where it has limits. And that was by Flavius Josephus, like in the first century historian. So it's like, no, not control. It's like more
exactly.
like guidance. guidance and direction.
Right. Okay. interesting. Wow, sounds like
a,
I have a pretty exciting year.
Exciting year, yeah. So it's like, great. And then there is that you can find your true purposes here. There's a occurrence of a six also in your reading that's prominent. But it's like, you know, so that allows you, if you want to look at that, you know, six is like, it's like only if you want to know where you're going. You know, people have otherwise, you know, it can just be a year of, you know, like working towards your goals, what you want to do.
Okay.
You've, and it's also, there's, you've really got good career influence goals this year, good career influences. Because of that planetary ruler, there's opportunities for you to receive a larger measure of recognition in your work. You know, of course, if you're not career business minded, it's going to have, you know, not a lot of effect on you. But if you are trying to get recognition, it's going to be a year where some of those dreams will come true. Let's see, you could achieve some kind of award or just merely become more recognized in your field. A lot of people receive promotions during years like these. But how it manifests, again, it just depends on the nature of your, you know, situation, your work, your aspirations, you know. But just, you know, just knowing that you have that influence available can be really advantageous to you to put more effort into, like, you know, becoming recognized in whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your choice is. So it's like, again, there's nothing that comes through this without work. It's like you got to put some of that free will, free will into it.
So, like, for the other, like, for example, for other years, for, like, say, for you're trying to take leadership and accomplish and wanting to be recognized, but if it's just not your year, I mean, does it, like, not happen even if you put forth the effort? Does it have to be, like,
you know, it's just, it doesn't have to be, you know, because, you know, because free will always takes precedence, you know, over anything. But it's just that, you know, there's some times and spaces and places where it's just kind of like, planetary alignment stuff. It's like,
it's easier. The energies are,
exactly. It's just kind of where the energy is set up, and it's like, you know, it's kind of like getting all your ducks in a row, and it's like things just kind of go bingity bingity bing, and they just, you know, fall like a row of dominoes. So it's just you know, just go, you know, and one.
Oh, I understand now. Okay.
You know, so, yeah, so it's like, so sometimes those, when it's years like that where things are just, you know, really set up a lot better, it's like it's easier. It doesn't mean you can't accomplish it if you put the work in. It just means it's a lot harder. It just means you're going to work a lot harder to get to the same place.
Whereas, and your frustration, you know, might get the best of you where you might give up.
Okay.
I understand that. Thank you.
Cool. Some of the other stuff going on this year for you, though, you've got a jack of clubs, and you've got 2 fives, which indicate, you know, there's a lot of some changes, you know, a lot of changes and stuff coming up for you. And like I say, that King of Spades is as that long range. It's like, it's like, you know, if you can be in business for yourself in some way, or, you know, kind of be the, you know, captain of your own ship type of thing.
Right.
It's like, this is the year to really, you know, that'll really shine for you. Your Pluto card. Here's one of the fives, the five changes. Five in clubs. It's a year of important changes for you. And it's like inside there's a change of your basic philosophy of life. It's making you more restless, and you desire to branch out in new directions. Circumstances might just, you know, like suddenly come up to, like, accept you, you know, upset you and your plans if you're not careful. You know, you may just feel really taken aback by some things that, you know, just may happen. You may be running into many new ideas or forms of communication. These are challenging you to branch out in different directions. You might want to travel, move to a new location. Maybe you want a new job, more favorable health conditions. Whatever the changes are you wanting, they're going to require some extra energy and determination to get that accomplished. Whatever the specific changes coming your way, on a deep level, they're a mirror of some internal changes in your basic philosophy or life. And it's like, if this change in your philosophy can cause you to, like, abandon some of what you have known for the past 5 to 10 years, even some of your friendships are going to change. You're in the middle of a transition. And like I say, that transition coming up for your 45th year. But that can affect your whole life or important aspects of your life. And it's only going to be difficult to the degree that you resist them. It's like, you know, it's like if you're really trying to hang on to something, it's like, and it's the universe and God are kind of going, no, it's time to let go of this. If they have to pry it out of your fingers, it's going to feel like a loss instead of letting go.
Right. I'm used to changes and, you know, upheavals, so it's not, I don't think it will affect me as much as it would affect probably other people's life. I've had a lot of things happen, so maybe yep. Scott, you know.
Exactly.
Just preparing for this, yeah.
The affirmation, it's like this is what I call the 3x5 index cards that you hang on your bathroom mm-hmm. mirror and kind of look at every day. For this one, it's your challenge to change your philosophies, ideas, or plans. It's a year of major transition for you, and your thinking in which you're expanding your view of the world and yourself and you have limitless possibilities. And you also have the Six of Clubs as a result card. One of the results of many of your efforts this year is to either develop heightened intuition or create peaceful and effective
yes.
communications with those people
that's
around
true.
You.
That is very, oh my gosh.
Very on.
How do they know that?
Because it starts right here.
Is it going to happen, or that's what I'm trying to achieve?
Yeah. It's but just always remember, it's like you're going to achieve it, but you can't sit there, kick back mm-hmm. in your easy chair and go, yeah,
right.
this is going to come to me. It's like, no, you do have to get
right,
to the front
true.
Door and make some.
Yeah.
Got to make
that's
some of that physical
true.
Effort because we're in.
Can you repeat that one more? Can you repeat that once again? I'm going to write it down. This was my the outcome or the what do you call it? The card.
For the affirmation.
Oh no!
That
but
one?
You were saying yeah. This is what I.
Okay. This year is going to be your efforts. This year is either to develop heightened intuition or
right.
create that peaceful and effective communications
gotcha.
With people around you.
Okay.
And it's like that six is a real. It's a real steadying and powerful influence. It demands responsibility and the willing
okay.
to compromise to be handled effectively.
Oh. Got it.
Right. You know. Mm-hmm. So anybody involved in those situations, It's a card where you discover a special purpose or destiny for yourself. It can have something to do with sharing truth or a higher form of knowledge with the world. And you listen to your voice within. And much of that, it's like my thing is, prayer is talking to God, but meditation, that's what people always miss. Meditation is listening to God. It's sitting down and quieting yourself and listening. And that's that affirmation is listening to my inner voice. I find my special purpose in life that's going to direct me to the highest path. So that's kind of where you're going, what you're looking at. Got two more here for the year. Your Jack of Clubs is your environment card. You could reap many rewards from the creative application of your mind and thinking ability. If you've been wanting new ideas, creative, enterprising ideas on how to better your life and work situation, this is the year. You get your wish fulfilled here. It's time to express yourself. Let your wildest ideas come forth. Put them down in that. You get yourself a little notebook and say, here's some ideas, and date them.
Uh-huh.
Shared with other people. Whether you're speaking or writing this year, you're going to be well-received by others. When you're displacing this five of spades, you can expect some major changes in your life. A lot of people end up moving when this card shows up, but it can also manifest as important change in your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, your life is ready for an important change, perhaps when it's like long overdue. It's a year to make that change with confidence and assurance you're on the right track, and you can expect maybe some travel opportunities this year. So,
all right.
Lots of stuff going on for you.
I know. That's great. Well, it gives me something to look forward to.
There you go.
Thank
all right.
You.
Well, call back. Call us back again.
Okay.
Like, we're on every day, just different times. It's like, let's see, what is it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're here at noon Rocky Mountain time, whatever that translates into the rest of the country. And then Mondays at 9 in the morning. And it's like Jethro's on a couple, three times during the week. So it's like we have different people on. And, they'll get some different, you really get some variety when you call in the different days, too.
Right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You're very sweet. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for spending time with us here today. That's really good.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye now.
Talk to you again. All righty. And thank you guys for been holding. It's like, really appreciate that. It's like, it's sometimes hard to hold here. Okay, 818, you're on with us today.
Hi, how are you today?
Pretty good. It's been a busy day today.
Yes, I'm Susan from California.
All righty. What is your month, day, and year of birth?
Okay, I'm a Virgo. I'm September the 15th at 9:10.
September 15th.
Oh, year? Do you want year two?
Yeah.
September 1954.
19. I got the four. Was it 50 or 60?
54.
54. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That makes a big difference. Make you 10 years older or younger. Okay.
Well, I believe I'm ageless. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And Susan.
I have a soulmate in my life.
Nine.
And oh, my God. I'm not.
Your birth card, you are a nine of clubs, and your planetary ruler is the nine of spades. So it's like, wow, your life has been about graduation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see in specific what it's got to say here. Oh, my goodness.
So you do numerology, and you pick up people's energy and all that. And
Actually, what I do is I'm a card reader, and like what I'm using is it's just our deck of 52 playing cards.
Really?
So, you know, the hearts, it's, you know, hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. And it's from a really old system. The history on it is these are the guys that came up with this, or I don't know if they came up with it, but the guys in more recent history that used it was the three magi that showed up when Christ was a young child in the house, and they brought in the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and it's called the Order of the Magi. And the original, if you want to go with this one, it says this card system is 20,000 years old. So
so you don't have to go out and buy tarot cards to...
No. You just as long as you got a deck of 52 cards, you can do
that. Okay. With me, I have to be careful that I don't cheat.
Yeah. With this one though, it's like the gentleman who brought this forward into more modern times. His name was Olney Richards, and
Olney Richards.
O L N E Y Richards, R I C H A R D S, and he actually wrote one of the first books on it back in 1894. And he brought this forward. It was like, you know, because for a long time, it's like, you know, people were persecuting people who did, you know, kind of esoteric type of stuff. And it's like, you didn't want to be burned as a witch in Salem. It's like, that was not a cool thing. So he kind of opened that door and kind of brought this forward. And the gentleman who does this today is called Robert Camp, and he's at Seven Thunders, www.7thunders. He's got two books out. There's the Cards of Destiny and then, like, Love Cards. And it's like, that's what this system is off of.
How do you spell Robert's last name?
Camp, C-A-M-P, just like I went to summer camp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he is actually, when I first got to know who he was back in Tennessee, and he has since now moved out in your neck of the woods. He's out in California.
Huh. It's interesting you're telling me this, because all these things have happened this year, but the thing is that people usually can't read the cards for me, but the numerology seems to, with the numbers, seems to, well, someone said to me this, don't go with one way. Take it as a sieve and mix it up, because I have had people tell me things where I was just so scared I had to call a helpline and get help from it.
No, it's like, and always remember that... kind of like if you've ever watched The Secret, it's like, you know, your free will counts for a whole lot, and those positive thoughts count for a whole lot more than negative things. So, but Nine of Clubs person, it's called the card of universal knowledge, or the giver of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a card of expanded consciousness. It's also a card of negative thinking. So you need to really watch that. An individual with this card, you're working with both of those factors to one extent or the other. You've got to let go of negative mental patterns that you accumulated from past life if you really to access the inherent power of this card. There's a lot who do, and who you just, you know, the people who let go of those negativity things, they reach the very heights of recognition. There's a sensuous side, you know, so don't allow that one to dominate. Don't get too hung up on that.
Yes, I experienced that. Yes, I know about that, especially when a scorpion came in my way.
But you got to be careful. You can waste a lot of time of energy doing that that you could otherwise use to elevate you to a great accomplishment. So the Nine of Clubs is here to end a major cycle in your soul development, and it's a completion that should see you giving your wealth of knowledge to the world. There's some debts to be paid, especially to, like, people of Queen of Hearts, people and their families. But once those debts are paid, you can proceed with your cosmic task of enlightening the world. Financially, you're always assisted by Diamond Men, and you can do well in your own business if you don't let the pursuit of money spoil your spiritual value. So it's like, always bear in mind, it's like the most misquoted thing in the Bible is, you know, it's that money is the root of all evil. That's not true. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's like, you know, with that, people will stab themselves over. So it's like, money is a tool, just like, forgive me, a gun is a tool, and it's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people. So kind of the same with money. It's like, don't sacrifice your spiritual things, you know, to have money.
You're right on. This is amazing, because all the things that are happening this year, I'm living my manifestation destiny, and I met a soulmate, and the thing was, I had to prove myself to my family, kind of break away. They misunderstood. So I discovered intuition and awareness this year. I got involved in big trouble, and it started where I was a sexual contessa
right.
to someone who was a guru. Who thought he was a guru.
Okay.
I mean, it's you're right on. It's you're right on with all this stuff because I believed in something that wasn't there. I want him to save the world. I thought he was an indigo child. So
oh, wow.
It's amazing this path I've gone, and you kind of are saying my past, what I've gone through, and now, and it's like I still have to be careful because
right.
I didn't know I had any gifts at all to this year.
Oh wow!
I didn't know I had.
Everybody's got gifts, and everybody's got a purpose. I mean, don't ever, you know.
Well, I didn't know I had visual perception. He knew that. I didn't know that I had a tone for music. I didn't know any of this that I could write. Nothing.
Wow.
And so what happened was my writing came out with my emotions brought forth, and
cool.
It's amazing. And as long as I keep away from the negative people, I'm okay. It's
right.
just I have a difficulty when I'm with someone that's negative. It could bring me so
right.
down I could be frozen.
Yeah.
So it's just I have to learn this. It's with family. Oh, my gosh. Before I spoke to him on the phone,
sometimes
the family was all negative, and
I
feel it.
Yeah. Now here's your your planetary ruler. I want to talk about that a little bit. Your nine of spades is your planetary ruler. It tends to make you a really kind-hearted and giving person, and one who understands the suffering that some people have to go through in this life, probably because
yep.
you've been through a lot of this. For this reason, others come to you a lot and talk about their problems and to be helpful.
Oh, yes.
You're definitely a giver. It seems whenever you do things, you know, if you do things with selfish motivation, though, you're going to have problems instead of satisfaction, so you really got to watch yourself with that.
Uh-huh.
You may have experienced some personal losses in your life, and your own health may be a concern from time to time. In this life, you're learning to disassociate yourself from your personal concerns and adopt a more universal view of life. You're going to have some profound spiritual awakenings, which is, you know, again, sounds like you just went through that,
uh-huh.
and it's going to open up new doors of understanding and experience. So it's like, yeah.
Wow.
And this is a major year of completion for you, again.
That's all from the cards. I'm dehydrated right now after being around that spiritual person or processed food or not drinking enough water. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. It might be all three. I am
wow.
extremely dehydrated, and my body changed completely. From being a very thin malnutrition person when I was with that
Ooh.
Person, I was extremely thin. To now, being overweight. I mean, you know,
wow.
gaining a stomach which I never had before, and dehydrated.
Wow.
So it's, God,
but see, you know, I've actually got a remedy for that. It's like I deal with health. It's like I do Reiki. And it's like, and I've taken the training to be Reiki master. Blah blah blah, all that good stuff. And it's like, yeah, I know. I've got pieces of paper on my wall that say yes, I can do this. But anyway, what I've learned is. For your, for both your weight, you know, dehydration, whatever, to balance your body.
Uh-huh.
It's like if you'll take a gallon of water, please let it, dechlorinate. And all you really have to do to dechlorinate your water is let it sit for 24 hours, you know, like overnight, and get the chlorine to gas out.
Oh.
So if you put like, you know, if you've got like, just some containers, like, you know, do 3 gallons at once because at that time, you know, and then as you use them, it's like you refill them. But put like a quarter cup of lemon juice. And either a cup to 2 cups of aloe vera juice, and it's like you can get aloe vera juice.
Oh,
really
aloe vera
cheap.
Juice. Okay.
Aloe vera is really cheap. I hate to say it at Walmart and their pharmacy because you can get a gallon for like $8 or $9. But what it does, the lemon juice pulls stuff out and kind of detoxifies your body, and
mm-hmm.
that aloe vera puts back in healing. And it's like a lot of times you can gain weight if you're not hydrated enough simply because your body is trying to compensate. It's trying to hang on to every drop of water you give it. So it's like by doing a kind of flush, and you drink a gallon a day and do this. It's like there's a gal that I know did this, and she didn't change her diet. She didn't change her exercise. The only thing different that she did, she drank this gallon of water with the stuff, and in a month she lost 19 pounds. Without
wow.
anything else. So it's like, it's, you know, it's a flush.
Well, I drink lemon water. I have lemon with water, but
that's
I never
good.
Had aloe vera. I put it on my skin, but wow, I never
right.
drank it.
It'll work for you internally, too.
Thank you so much. I see the universe, that's what meant to be. All these things
cool.
are happening, and people are coming into my life to give me knowledge, and thank you so much. And the other
yeah.
things, it's amazing. The first time someone even, I hope I'm not getting Triscuit upset with me. Triscuit, don't
oh,
be upset.
No. Not at all. No, I was going to say, yeah, and here's what I am going to tell you. I'm on page 8 of a 34-page report for you, because it's like the way I run these is like I run a report for each person that comes on.
Oh, uh-huh.
I just kind of try to go through and hit the highlights. So it's like if you're interested in more of those, my email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com or get a hold of me at 719-289-4907. You know, we can set up a time to talk, you know, off air.
Okay. Might you come on my Face page? I'll be glad to advertise.
Sure.
You,
you know, it's like I've had the worst time with my own Facebook thing. It's like I've been trying for the last 8 months to get back into my own Facebook account, and they won't let me. So I don't
know. My God. I opened another one. I had to open another one because of that.
Oh, really? Okay. I might have to do that.
Yeah. Like, oh, I've had so much problem
with
Facebook.
I'm like going, I've got like, I don't know, I think I've got like a couple thousand people on my current one. I'm like going, okay, this is just going to really suck a liver.
So many people have had this problem. It's,
oh, really?
It's the Facebook police are watching people and really, you know, you type something and they say it's not appropriate, but I didn't put anything that wasn't appropriate. It was writing to a friend. But someone is watching everything. I really believe we're watched anyway. So watch what you put on.
I can talk to you in hours on that one. But
well, I went through the court system for 5 years, so I know there's no reality in this world. So, yeah, the only thing I can advise
reality,
any,
all right.
anyone that's listening to it is live your moment, be aware of people, and the way you can see how a person truly is, I know the hard way, is watch how they act around other people.
If you don't like
the way they're acting the same way to you, but you just don't know it until it's too late and they stab you.
Right.
Or you become a zombie or something like that.
Let's hope not.
But I never got stabbed physically, but, you know, people could control you. So just watch how they act with others. So I wanted to share something because after giving you knowledge, I wanted to give something back. I guess this is what I feel, why I got involved, what I did was because of what my craziness was in my journey. I felt I wanted to give back I thought that I could help the future children and can't do it. I thought I could, but just sharing with others a little bit. So I thank you so much, and I'm going to go. The only thing is I like to do the cards, but I hope I don't cheat.
It's hard to cheat with this system anyway.
Thank you so much. I'll put you on my page.
Thank you. Okay, call us back again because we're on every day here, and it's like you're gonna get you get different people different days. It's like usually I'm on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's like I'm just kind of covering for some other people this weekend. But it's like call us back again and let us know how things are going.
Okay, and I send butterfly blessings to everyone, and I'll put a little sign which means oneness. I made it up myself. So
cool.
I thank you so much for
Alrighty,
your information.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye bye.
We'll talk to you again.
Bye bye.
Okay, thank you guys for being patient here. I've got two more callers. 937, thank you for being so patient. It's like, golly, I've got like 4 minutes here. It's like I'm going to see if I can get through something really quick, just ask a quick question.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Sandy.
Sandy.
And my birthday is today, 4/8/57.
Oh, cool. All right, well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
4/8/57?
Yes.
All righty. And I say anniversary because this is one of those Mensa things where they say, how many birthdays does the average person have? And actually the answer is one because the rest are anniversaries.
Okay. Makes sense.
Wow. You are a king of diamonds and you've got a planetary ruling card of two of diamonds. It's like, I hope you call us back again because, it's like I'm not going to be able to get through this one. I can tell you, Kings is like that is a really hard thing to be for a female with any of the king cards because it's like especially in relationships you tend to be the leader and you need a really strong guy to you in that. So hopefully if you haven't got one it's like I hope you do but it's like
don't have one.
Don't have one. Okay, and that's
don't
yeah.
have one in my life.
All righty. Well, the question is, do you want one?
yes, I really do.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
And everybody has to have it's like to be a king, you're looking to have a kingdom. Okay, let's see, wow. And diamonds. Diamond people are, you're the adults of the deck, and it's also that diamond is about money, but it's also about values. So a lot of your work here is like, you're looking for your values, and you're looking for to see. Oh, I've got 90 seconds. Okay, let's see. I'm really uber going to get encourage you. Please call back again.
Sure.
Because, won't be exactly the day, it's like we can do this, for the rest of the year and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me see what I can figure out here just real quick come on here. There we go. It's the business. The diamond is a businessman's card. That's the master of values, finances, and business. In this regard, you can do really well in any business pursuit. Let's see. Yeah, and with 34 pages here, it's like, no, we're not going to get through a whole lot. You're the only one-eyed king in the deck, and it's like it kind of makes you one-eyed, you know, blind to certain aspects of life and situations, and it can also, you can be kind of stubborn with things and seeing things only from your side of the issue. You know, get a hold of me at kcbirthcards @gmail.com, or call us back here again on the show at the 773-897-6461, or my number is 719-289-4907. Either or, you know, like I say, call back in, because we have a lot of fun on the show, and it's like, you know, that's part of it is just doing things for people.
Thank you.
You got some cool stuff coming up this year, so it's like, yeah, I do. 10 seconds. It's a NASA blast off. Okay. Hopefully, we'll hear from you again, Sandy. And it's like, thanks for calling in today, and thank you for the guys who waited here in the queue, and it's like, I'm really sorry. It's like, you know, call in again. A lot of people, you know, sometimes they call in like 10 minutes early. So it's like, you know, get first in the queue line. It's like, you know, because we do these for free on air. So, yeah, a lot of times we don't get to everybody. But thank you for everybody for calling in. And, you know, especially you, Sandy, and happy anniversary there today. And hopefully we'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you so much. All righty. Well, that kind of wraps us for the day here. And let's see. And I know 111, it's like when we didn't get to you today, it's like, I don't know, somebody called in with all ones, and you're the, golly, didn't quite make it. And it's like, yep, all right, and we are off. So thank you, and we'll see you guys again.